This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton was in court Tuesday contending that a Texas law banning dismemberment abortions is a reasonable restriction to abortion permitted by Supreme Court precedent. Advocates of unlimited abortion want the law, scheduled for implementation Friday, to be blocked by Federal District Judge Lee Yackel. An ominous trend faces young people and their parents this school year. More and more schools are welcoming Planned Parenthood and other abortion-affiliated groups to teach and counsel children. An op-ed at lifenews.com tries to make the point that altruism toward children is patently impossible for a business that profits from the destruction of children. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, Pope Francis is calling on legislators to form laws to protect defenseless and marginalized groups, including the unborn. Cecile Richards is revealing how her personal quest for a perfect world is rooted in eugenics. She says she wants no one to live in fear of violence, but she ignores the violence to children and mothers in abortion. And a D.C. late-term abortion clinic is closing. Dr. Leroy Carhart's Germantown Clinic is one of three U.S. abortion facilities performing the gruesome and dangerous late-term procedures. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com or find us on social media. This has been Life News Radio.